Okay guys, before we start the video, just quickly, First Man is so much more than just a YouTube channel. We've got digital products, we've got physical products. The digital products include courses, books, ebooks, etc. And the physical products is everything from supplements to clothing to grooming products to the paperback physical copy of our book. So the two links will be below. Go and check them out, guys. And now back to the video you came here to watch. Okay guys, welcome back to another video. In this video, we're going to be talking about the perfect age to date women, or what's the perfect age of women that you should be dating. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. So it's a difficult one, because if we break it down, I think every man will be in agreement. The women kind of 21 to 24 probably look the best. Okay, like you could probably go younger. You could probably, like 18 always sounds weird to me, but maybe even 19 as well. But like 20 to 24, women in that bracket probably look the best, right? I think we'd all be in agreement of that. The problem is, women within that bracket are kind of, and it's not all, but they're kind of annoying. They don't have a lot to offer. Like, imagine she doesn't have a 9-to-5 job. She doesn't drive. She is kind of immature. She wants to go out on weekends and get drunk. You know, she knows she's beautiful. She's got all the attention and all the power. That's just a walking problem. That's just a walking nightmare. And you can do all the tricks and you can do all the toxic shit. Yeah, okay, fair enough. It will get you some power. But at the end of the day, do you want that? Because it's draining. Like, I've done it. I've dated women that are, you know, within that age bracket, and it's draining. And I've got a new strategy for that bracket now, which is, I think women age from like 25 to 29. I think that's almost the perfect bracket for women. I think that's when they have the perfect culmination of still having their beauty whilst being a lot more mature, whilst being a lot more forgiving, whilst wanting to actually put some effort in to find a relationship. See, because you'll get a girl who's like 21 years old, and it will be one word replies. I'm hot shit. You should chase me. Everybody wants me. Her ego's off the chart. Whereas you, let's say you find a woman who's beautiful, who's 26 years old, and you know she's a little bit older now. She's worked in 9-to-5 jobs. She's got a bit more experience of life. She's not sat there going, I'm the hottest girl in the world. Everybody needs to give me attention. Like, hopefully, at that point, she's realized, I want to find something meaningful. I really like this guy. I'm going to start putting some effort in to chase after him. That makes it a lot easier. It's a lot more rewarding. Like, I'm telling you from experience, as a 30-year-old man who dates within that bracket, I have more fun. You know, the time spent together is more fun, the conversations are better. You know, it's not always the case. There are intelligent 21-year-olds, but it's usually better with 25 to 29-year-olds. Because like I said, they still have the beauty, the conversation's better, the date is more rewarding, the time together is more rewarding. She can drive to you. You don't have to drive her like her home at like midnight or something, and then you're absolutely shattered. She understands that maybe she has to put some work into the relationship. She has to put some effort in. She has to make an effort for you because, you know, you're a decent catch. She understands that she has to put some work in the bedroom. You know, she's learned some stuff over the years. It's not just, I'm beautiful, I'm going to lie on my back and look at you, which is still fun. Like, let's not lie. Like, you get a beautiful 21-year-old and you're like, yeah, this is all right. Like, this is no problem. But when you've got somebody with it, with, and when I say a bit of experience, I'm not talking about a girl who's been ran through. Because this is what a lot of guys do in this era. And I think it's a youthful thing, because this is certainly not the case at the age I'm at. But they go, oh, every girl over the age of 25 has been fucked senseless. They got a body count of 700. Look, it's nice if you've met a girl who's a virgin, who's, you know, 21 years old. But at the end of the day, a beautiful woman with a perfect body who's under 25, who's a virgin, who's intelligent, who has good conversations. I've only ever met two in my life. So, like, you're looking for a needle in a haystack, which, Brings me to my other strategy in a minute, which I'll go into. But to finish off that point, not every woman over a certain age has slept with 100 guys. Like, there's a lot of girls, and this is the perfect scenario in my opinion. You get a girl who's 26 years old. She's only slept with two guys. She got with the first guy at 17. They were in a relationship till they were 23. She realized, you know what? Now that I'm older, he's not really the one for me. He was a handsome guy, but it's not really like working out. I love him, but I'm not interested in moving forward. She meets a guy at work who's, earning more money than her, and she's like, I want to give this a go. So gets with him. By 25, it's not really worked out. She's single. She doesn't sleep around. She just kind of just has some time on her own, like figuring out what she wants out of life. Does that for like 4 or 5 months. Then you bump into her, and you're like, this woman's learned a lot from those prior relationships. She's never had sex outside of a long-term committed relationship. That means her head is going to be solid. She's not going to be all fucked up where a guy ghosted her, didn't reply, fucked her, and never spoke to her again. Like, all she's ever known is love and sex within a relationship. Like, that's beautiful. On top of that, she's got work experience. She's more mature. She's figured out her own life. She's got her own money. She's got her own car. She might even be renting her own place, which just makes life so much easier. She also understands that because she's been in long-term relationships, it's give or take. Sometimes you have to compromise. And she's, or give and take, should I say, not all. She's, made mistakes in prior relationships, learned from them, and become better because of it. Like, that scenario is amazing. I'm telling you, guys who are 21 might be like, oh, that sounds horrible to me. Like, these women aren't ugly, for God's sake. Like, they look beautiful still, right? There's not a major drop-off at that point. It might be like 5-10%, but it's kind of distinguished, because she's not wearing tons of makeup now. She looks more natural. She dresses better. Like, it's a culmination. It's a much stronger package. And I'm telling you, when you go on dates with these women, you have a much better time. They're willing to pay for certain things. Like I said, the conversation is better. It's deeper. Like, you're not both there just to fuck, or, let's just start. Like, you see these young people out in public, like, kissing each other's faces off. Like, I don't even kiss in public anymore. If I was with somebody, I would, but like passionately. Do you know what I mean? Like, I used to when I was 18, like, you get with a girl in a club and you're necking off with each other like it's the end of the world. And like, you just go on a date at this age, just like, yeah, I'm getting to know the person. We had some fun, whatever. Like, that was cool. Like, at some point next week, I'll probably drop you a message. Like, do you want to come over, have a coffee? Just chill out. It's a nice evening. Do you want to sit on the patio? Like, it's civilized. And that's what I like. It's not, I'm just getting this girl to fuck. And I said to you guys, I'll bring it back and I'll explain another point in a minute. Well, I'll do that now. So then it's like, Chris, what about the girls who are under 20, who are under 25? Like, what would you do with them? Well, I don't chase anybody, but I certainly don't put any effort into the women who are under 25, because they've got this massive ego in mind. It's not all, but massive ego and mindset where it's like, I'm beautiful and I can get any man I want, so you should chase me. And I don't find it too rewarding because I have to pay for everything. I have to pick them up. I have to drop them off. When it comes to sex, I'm doing all the work. And I don't feel as though they offer a lot in return. I'm not getting a lot of value exchange when I'm with them. But when an opportunity is presented, so I might go to a bar with friends, I might be having a chat, and then you just bump into some girl, you think she's beautiful, you're having a chat with her. And you can just tell she's young, but she kind of just wants to fuck that night. And you're like, she's beautiful. Like, opportunity came along, I'll take it. But there might not be anything that comes off the back of that. That's how I treat women under a certain age. I just don't see it as being long term. Now, a lot of you guys will say, Chris, but you said before a 10-year age gap. Now, this is the beauty. This is the beauty of this video. This is the sweet spot, the thing that you need to remember most. This is the great thing about that bracket of women from 25 to 29, is you can date within that bracket for like 20 years. So once, here's the thing, I actually think it's harder to date women who are like 25 to 29, because you can almost do the toxic thing and manipulate a girl who's like 21. You shouldn't, but you can. And you know, you can convince her that you're some high value man and she's dirt, and then you know, she ends up chasing you. There's all these gaming tactics. And yeah, they got more options and they're probably more beautiful, but I just think they're easier to manipulate, which you shouldn't do, like I said, but it's I think a lot of guys are doing that. But you can't trick a girl who's a little bit older. Like they've seen all the bullshit, they've seen all the tactics, they can sniff it out a lot easier. Now, there's some you could probably trick. And once they get over 30, which I'll explain in a minute, there is a level of desperation where they start ignoring shit. But within that bracket, I feel like it's healthy. Because when a girl goes, yeah, I want to go on a date with you. Yeah, I want to come to your house. Yeah, I want to stay the night at yours. It's not done, you know, with confusion. It's like, I like this guy. I figured him out. He seems genuine. I like certain traits. I like things about him. Not just he has a six pack and a big dick. It's like I actually like things about this guy. I like that he's driven. I like that he's focused. I like the way he handled that situation on our first date. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't just trick these girls. So once, like I said, once you get in that bracket, it's the most rewarding one. And if you can get into that bracket and date the girls in that, you know, which who I think are the best, and then stay in that bracket, you could be 26 years old and you start dating women, like I said, 26 years old yourself, 25 years old, and then you continue dating women from that age group until you're like fucking 45. And you might want to settle down with the best one along the way, but I'm just saying, you could do that until you're probably 45. There's plenty of guys who are 45 with a woman who's like 29 and it works perfectly just because their mindsets are roughly the same level. I think women are about 10 years ahead of us in terms of maturity. So, you know, and then also when you're aging. So let's say if I were to stay in this bracket now until I was like 37, and then I met a woman who I was like, wow, she's got everything I ever wanted. And she was 26, and it just fucking works perfectly. Well, you know, when I'm like 41 years old, she's only gonna be 30. Like I'm 41. Like most people will admit, that's getting on a little bit. Do you know what I mean? You're not as worried about beauty at that point. When I'm like 45, which a lot of people would think is pretty old, she's only like 30. If I said she was 26, so she'd be like 30, what, 4 years old? That's not old. There's so many women out there that are like 30, 4 years old in Hollywood that are absolutely stunning. And at that point at 45, I'm not going to worry too much about beauty anyway. It's going to be more about the person. So then it all coincides perfectly. But I don't want to turn this into that other type of video that I've made before. But what I'm focusing on here is that you can stay within that bracket from 26 to 29. You can just continuously date women in that bracket. You know how Leonardo DiCaprio does it? He dates women that are either like 19 up to 25 and then he gets rid of them. I would almost do that from 25 to 29 because I feel as though, yeah, those women are beautiful and Leo probably has a great time and he does date women from places like Argentina, places in Europe and whatever, because these women are more mature, they've got a different culture, so it probably feels like they're a bit older. But I think if you're dating women from 26 to 25 to 29 continuously, you're gonna get the most reward from that. And number two, and probably more importantly, you're very likely to find somebody that you consider a life partner, somebody you could raise your kids. I don't think there's many girls out there who are 19 years old who I would consider good enough to raise my kids. Whereas I believe there's a lot of women from 25 to 29 that I would go, you probably qualify. You know, she's still beautiful, perfect body, sex is great, the conversation's fantastic. I like hanging out with this woman, I look forward to seeing her. She drives, she has her own money, she has her own place. Like, she's independent. She doesn't call me every fucking 5 minutes to see what I'm up to. She doesn't really get jealous anymore like she used to when she was young. She's realized that sometimes in a relationship she is wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's just easier, guys. It's just a whole lot easier. And do I think as a 30-year-old man I should settle down with a 29-year-old woman? No, because I think in probably 10 years' time, I'll be sat there going, fuck, I still look really good. And she doesn't. Like, I was with her for her, which is great. But I kind of would be sat there going, huh, my value's gone up and hers has significantly crashed. So I do think dating within that bracket and enjoying the best bracket and then getting to, like I said, 36, 37 settling down with a woman who is 25, 26, 27, 28, 29 just works perfectly. You know, you see Idris Elba's done this. I could reel off like hundreds of them if I actually did a little bit of research. But Idris Elba's the one that really comes to mind for me. But there's so many guys that have done that, where they've got to their like late 30s, early 40s, dated a woman from that bracket, and then they get the best of everything all at once. Now, touching on women who are over 30, there's beautiful women in that bracket. And in terms of, you know, good conversation, etc., and who they are as a person, they're very strong. But I feel as though 30 does something to a female brain where it just makes them, if they haven't settled down with somebody, if they don't have a man at that time, if they haven't had kids by that time, if they're not married by that time, they get a little bit desperate and they start ignoring red flags. So they let you get away with murder, and they almost lose a little part of their integrity. You know, they're almost trying too hard, and I think it's a little bit off-putting. So it's like, you know, they'll start talking about marriage and stuff like that and babies on like a first date. And I just, for me, it's just a little bit alarming, because it's like, do you really like me? Do you really want me? Or are you just like out of fucking options? And you're just like, the first guy that I find semi-attractive that comes along, I'm going to take it. Because that worries me a little bit. I think it's a, you know, desperation isn't attractive. But women within that bracket of 25 to 29, I feel as though they tick every single box. As long as, you know, hopefully she's a single woman that's been in 2 or 3 relationships. That's the dream scenario. If she's like 29 years old and single and she's got a body count of like 50, like that's not ideal, is it? Like nobody wants to settle down with that woman. This, you know, we all laugh at guys that do that. But if she's a girl who's been in like 2 or 3 relationships from school, she was trying to make something happen long term, she's never had sex outside of a relationship, that's the type of woman that I go after. You know, the 2 relationships that I've ever had, that's they were both in those scenarios. I was younger, one was 19, I was 21. I was 25 and the other one was 19 again. But it worked at the time. But as a 30-year-old man, I think it would be slightly different. But I do think to tap into the most of those male advantage years, you can stay within that bracket. And here's one of the beauties as well. I nearly forgot this. From 25 to 29, I've said to you guys before, it's the great male filter. So a lot of guys kind of fall off. If a girl says, oh, my type is, you know, guys with abs and nice hair. We're at 21, that's fucking almost everybody. It's easy to achieve. Once you get a little bit older, 25 to 29, these women in this bracket, they will say things like, I want a guy that I still find attractive, who's in decent shape, who looks like a real man, who's got his shit together. Well, that doesn't just come naturally. Like, you need to stay on top of your shit. And most guys are going out getting drunk, eating shit food, you know, every fucking other day. Well, their lives aren't in order either, because they haven't put the work in. They haven't been truly focused. So the number of high-value men as you move through the ages depletes. So the longer you can stay in that game, and if you can reach that sweet spot, and you can get to the male advantage years, like I've said, you become one of a few. There's not many of you. At 21, handsome guys, there's quite a lot. You know, handsome, low body fat, in-shape guys who play sport, quite a fucking few of them. But how many guys are there, you know, how many 30-year-old men are there out there who are less than 14% body fat and successful? That's a tough bracket to be in. So, and it only becomes more drastic as you get older. So I actually feel sorry, and I've said this in a video before, I feel sorry for women aged from like 25 to 29. You know, older than that, yeah, especially as well, but 25 to 29, you still look fucking amazing yourself. Like, as a woman, you're still extremely beautiful. You're still turning heads left, right, and center. And then you look at the guys your age and you go, none of you are successful yet. None of you have put your shit in order yet. You know, which is understandable. It's fucking tough to do. But also, a lot of you are starting to let yourself go. You know, you start seeing guys like losing their hair. You start seeing guys, you know, add a few extra pounds. They're creeping up that body fat by 1%. Their testosterone starts to drop ever so slightly because their lifestyle sucks. They don't even have their own house. There's a lot of guys might be, you know, in their late 20s still living at home with parents, which is, again, understandable somewhat because the economy right now is tough. The world is tough. Like, if you're saving money to move out, then, you know, fair enough. It is difficult. But women in that bracket, they're forced to date guys who are older. So they'll go after a guy who might be like 35, 36, who has got his shit together, but he's got so many options. And this is what this is the beauty of that bracket. If you date within that bracket, because there's so few options of men who are successful and in shape, the tables have turned. You become that beautiful 21-year-old woman. All the power swings in your favor. This is almost, I nearly titled it this as well, and I still might. How to take advantage of the male advantage. Like this, it's essential. It's absolutely essential. And a lot of guys are getting to like the most dangerous age, 27, like I said before, and settling down. It's like you're missing out on all this fun. You're missing out on all this fun because that bracket and above is yours. Like any woman 25 and above is yours, pretty much, because there's not many guys who look good. There's not many guys who are, you know, who have remained in shape. There's not many guys who have sorted their shit out. There's not many guys who have got their own place, a decent car, you know, who've got, who have matured. There's not many guys who have matured. So there might be a guy who's in shape, who's got a decent job, but he's a bit of a dickhead still. You know, he's still fucking around and stuff like that. And there's not many guys who have got a cool life and cool life setup, and their socials are reflecting that. Their socials are more beers with the boys, arms around the lads, like, oi, middle fingers up to the camera. How many guys are actually in like a very high-end bar, like a rooftop bar in a foreign country, wearing a nice suit with some classy company, you know, sipping on a whiskey, that James Bond Casino Royale image? Like, how many people are doing that? So it's tough when you meet a guy like that. Girls go a little bit crazy. And like I said, they'll put the work in. They'll put the effort in. Hey, can I see you this weekend? It's like, that's fucking nice. You guys know what it's like. With a 21-year-old, you say one wrong word and it's like, no, I'm gone. He's thirsty. I've got other options. Oh, that's weird. That's strange. Their heads are fucked. Whereas, you know, you might make one mistake with a woman who's 27 and she's just like, nah, I'll let it slide. I'm not worried. Like, it's such a silly thing. Like, I'll give him a second chance. Like, it's a lot easier. You know, they're a lot more forgiving because they know they're not perfect. They're like, it's just less stress. You get better results. She chases after you because she's like, there's not many men like this. That's nice. That's fucking nice. You don't have to worry too much. You know, you don't have to worry about, hey, do you want to go for a coffee? Oh, that's thirsty. It's like in that bracket, they're like, yeah, I do. I want to meet up. I want to have a nice conversation. You know, you say to a girl, she might have a dog, and you're like, it's weekend, just go for a walk in the morning, like with your dog, it'll be nice. A girl who might be like 18, 19, 20, 21 might be like, oh, that's weird, what do you want to do? Like, why would you want to do that? That's boring. Like, you really want to just go for a dog walk? What the hell are we going to talk about? Like, she's just in her own head, panicking too much. It's just, it's not fun. Do you know what I mean? Imagine traveling with a woman who's like 19. Fuck, that would be so draining. Whereas a woman who's like 27, she's gonna have traveled a lot. She knows what to do. She can handle all of that stuff. You know, it's gonna be a lot easier. She's not gonna be in the fucking duty free for 20 hours looking through all this other shit, or like, I'm hungry. She's gonna just take care of herself. She just knows how to handle stuff. So that's my advice to you guys. Felt a lot longer than 23 minutes. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just fucking boiling in here. It's a hot room summer again. I'm going to have to get the UV strips on the window, otherwise I'm going to be baking this year, guys, and I want to be producing content non-stop. Obviously, stream platform's coming out. I've not dropped that, guys. I just created so much content around the stream platform on this channel, I thought it was time to get back to our normal content, but we're still filming all of that. I'm setting up the Zeiss documentary today. Obviously, we've already done 80, 90% of it. I just need to finish it off. I've got probably another 3 or 4 interviews I want to get done. One's lined up. A flight to Australia, and you guys will know who that's with. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, a lot to be done. So I'll speak to you all soon. Have a good one, guys.